The Virginia Institute for Public Policy, proud to be bringing you this presentation of Freedom and Prosperity Radio, and you can hear it right here every week. Thanks for joining us today. Brian Wilson's my name. I'm in for Joe Thomas. About 20 years ago, I first came across this gentleman. He was with you last week speaking with Joe about his new bestseller, Public Policy Hooligan. I cut my teeth on Jim's Lost Rights, Freedom in Chains, Feeling Your Pain, The Bush Betrayal, Attention Deficit Democracy, and then finally got to Public Policy Hooligan. Of course, he hadn't written it yet, so of course there was a certain interim there. But here's a guy who's just about as unpopular in Washington as President Obama is right now, but for different reasons. My good friend, the great author and columnist and pundit, and my beer coach, Jim Bovard.
Hey, Brian, thanks for having me on. Beer coach, that's a heavy responsibility. I mean, that's kind of like putting you in charge of trimming my beard.
That is exactly right, and I would.
I hate to blame you for that. You aren't my fashion coach. You know, you have a lot of sins, yeah. But you aren't my fashion coach, and you have no liability.
I appreciate that. I do have to say that I've come a long way in the years that we've known each other in my appreciation for beer. I still don't drink it on a regular basis unless you and I are together with a cigar. But nevertheless, at least I know a little bit what I'm talking about now. And maybe a little bit later on we can get into some of the new brews that you've discovered. I don't know if you missed last week's program with Joe Thomas when he was talking with Jim about Public Policy Hooligan. Public Policy Hooligan, of course, is pretty autobiographical and gives you great insight to Jim and where he came from and what he did. And I would personally recommend reading that first before you dove head first into the other books, Lost Rights, Freedom and Change, and some of the others. That's just me. It just really sheds a lot of light on the angles and perspectives that that Jim has on some of this. Jim, I think we need to point out, still is known for haunting Blacksburg and points in between certain bodies of water and backwoods trompings and so on. Do you ever go back to those places, Jim, and just kind of revisit the old haunts and say hello to folks you know?
Well, you know, it's always good to stop by and see the bailiffs again. I actually wander around a little bit. I was raised in Warren County outside of Front Royal, which used to be known as Helltown. Raised in a place that used to be a beef cattle station, and now it's a zoo conservation center for the Smithsonian. It's gotten high-toned, unlike me. And then I went to school for several years in Blacksburg at Virginia Tech before I dropped out and then decided to become a writer. And hitchhiked all over the state, had some fun times in Charlottesville. I mean, there's some stories there that would not be good for family radio, but we'll just draw the curtain of mercy on them. But I have a lot of affection for Virginia, and there was an old saying in the late 1800s that it was considered rude to ask a man where he's from, because if he's from Virginia, he'll tell you, and if he's not, he'll be ashamed to admit it.
Well, and a lot of these stories that we can't talk about on the air will at least be referenced in Public Policy Hooligan. But looking at some of the things that you've been dealing with here lately, that are still in the headlines, of course, you wrote recently about the lack of a cure for the IRS and its perpetual political outages, to use the title, and a lot of people are probably inclined to think that the latest headlines about the IRS and the focusing on conservatives' organizations, Tea Party organizations, and so on, was a new trick. But your article points out that the IRS has been at it for quite a while.
Yeah, the IRS was created in 1913, and it's been doing this kind of nonsense since at least the 1920s. They have a long history of trying to ruin the careers of their critics, especially in Congress. Franklin Roosevelt used the IRS to go after some of the biggest newspaper publishers in the country. John F. Kennedy used it to go after conservatives and conservative organizations. Nixon used it to go after a lot of liberals and anti-war groups. Clinton was using it to beat up conservative groups and conservative nonprofits. And now we find out that Obama looks like he's doing the same thing. The smoking guns have not really come out very much so far. Perhaps they will. I mean, I saw, I guess, the headline today is that people are learning that the lawyer that the Obama administration appointed to investigate the IRS abuses is a big Obama donor, campaign
right.
donor. So it's, I mean, it's good to know that we can trust him. But part of what's interesting here is that a lot of people think, well, if we have this reform, if we have a different president, or we have a new regulation that's going to make the IRS go clean, it isn't. There's far too much arbitrary power there in the IRS. There are so many regulations, so many convoluted laws, that it's just begging for abuse. And in that sense, the IRS is like a lot of other federal agencies, the National Labor Relations Board, the EPA, Labor Department, HUD. And things get so complex, it's just a question of time until crimes occur.
And because of that, there's no reason to believe that putting one party in Congress in the majority, or having one party dominate the White House and both ends of Congress is ever going to result in any meaningful reform that's going to benefit the taxpayer, because they depend so much on the tax money and the power to tax to accomplish their political agenda, right?
Yeah, and it's been disappointing. I'd hope that the Republicans would have done some vigorous investigations after they took the majority in the House of Representatives. But, it's the old saying about a blind nut sometimes finds a squirrel, or vice versa. Most of the Republican investigations have seemed either half-hearted or demagogic. And I'm honestly not sure how well some of these folks can read, because there are a lot of pieces and parcels of these scandals, but maybe the people on Capitol Hill don't want to tie them together because they're licking their chops, looking forward to when their party takes over the levers of power, can exploit the same laws, and to get campaign contributions and other favors.
Well, and as you pointed out in your piece, as long as the federal tax code is incomprehensible to just about everybody, the IRS will continue to hold sway over what they're doing, and nobody's either going to be able to figure it out or be able to take the time, money, or effort to actually reform anything by themselves.
Yeah, I mean it's a very difficult subject. It's a very not exactly an intuitive as far as how the laws and policies work. The congressmen have written many provisions in the tax code that basically guarantee that common sense will be stomped out. It's very difficult to come at this unless you've got a very broad background on it. People have been pissing and moaning about the mindless complexity since Jimmy Carter's time, and it's gotten a lot worse since then. So
there it is. I'm talking with Jim Bovard, Brian Wilson in for Joe Thomas. We'll be back in just a moment here on Freedom and Prosperity Radio.
This special announcement is for business owners and leaders of organizations who've been waiting for the right time to build. General Steel has made it impossible to wait any longer with rock-bottom prices that could save you thousands. That's right, General Steel, America's leader in pre-engineered structures, is offering buildings at prices you will never see again. A 14 by 21 foot shop for under $6,000, or a 50 by 100 for under $30,000. You heard right, that's 5,000 square feet under $30,000. Manufacturers, if you need a larger building, try a 100 by 100 commercial building for $129,000. You can't afford to rent with these prices. Imagine a 70 by 100 foot church building for under $69,000. With the economy improving and interest rates still at historic lows, you can't afford to wait.
Call 800-965-1290, 800-965-1290, 800-965-1290.